Hello, Sudhir.
Hello.
So, could you give us an update of what's happened in Kashipur today?
Actually, in Kashipur, people had gathered over there in Bagrijola. The number would be between 5,000 and 7,000. And 5,000 to 7,000 people gathered at Bagrijola.
Yes.
In Kashipur on Martyrs' Day to remember Abhilash Damodar and Raghunath Jodia, who were shot dead by police in Maikanj on the same date 4 years back. And what? The people resolved to drive Utkal Alumina out of Kashipur, no matter what the price they may have to pay. People from all over Kashipur Valley came, even though police had established checkpoints in all the villages and were intimidating people not to go for the meeting. We have only received this much information through telephone and we are waiting for further information. It is not possible to get facts from Kashipur area as all the telephone and fax discos are under police surveillance.
Sudhir, we got a report from you today that MLAs and journalists were badly beaten by company goons.
Yeah, I'm telling you the details.
Okay.
As we have already reported, the all left and progressive party delegation was attacked by the goons led by Girish Patro of Kashipur. Girish Patro of Kashipur, who is a paid worker of Utkal Alumina for the last 3 years. Okay. Then another fellow was with him. His name is Damburu Naik, a local goon and contractor working with Utkal Alumina.
So let me repeat.
Third force.
These are paid.
Pardon?
These are people who are paid by Utkal Alumina, who is.
Yes. They have been in the paid roles of Utkal Alumina for the last 3 years, and they were also accompanied by another person. His name is called Vinod Naik, Jilla Parishad member of BJD. If you remember, this fellow Vinod Naik has been indicted by the Justice P.K. Mishra Commission for filing the false FIR on 15th December 2000, on the basis of which the police reportedly went to Maikanj village on 16th December 2004 and resorted 16th December 2000 and resorted to firing. It's the same fellow Vinod Naik who was also leading the attack on the delegation of MLAs and foreigners who had gone there this morning. And the police led by the SP Sanjay Kumar encouraged the goons and stood by as the delegation's vehicles were stoned and damaged. All this happened right in front of the police station at Tikri. Then the delegation was detained inside the police station while the company goons were standing outside and shouting slogans against the delegation. Finally, the delegation was forced by the police to return to Rayagada. Okay?
Yes.
And then reporters who had gone to cover the Martyrs' Day program were also attacked in Tikri by the same goons in the presence of police. The police then guided the goons to pick up reporters perceived as being pro-people and manhandled them. Those roughed up included Sudarshan Padi of Prajatantra, that's a daily, Smriti Ranjan of Matrubhumi, another daily, Sarath Mangaraj of Dharitri, yet another daily, and Arjun Nayak of Pratidin, also another daily newspaper. The camera of Sudarshan Padi was also snatched away, and they were all sent by the police back to Rayagada.
So no,
the police no back to Rayagada. That's it. Hello?
Yes, no media has been allowed to enter the area in that case.
No, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Then the police allowed what they called pro-company reporters to proceed to cover the Bagrijola Martyrs' Day program. And those who were allowed included Mr. Amulya Sahu of ETB, that's a television channel in Oriya, Mr. Ranjan Rath, associated with New Delhi Television, NDTV, Mr. Rakesh Padi of Samaj, another leading daily newspaper of Odisha, Mr. Subrat Chaudhary of Sambad, yet another leading daily newspaper, who has been branded as a company newspaper. Then, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Then Dr. Jean Martinez Elier and the solidarity team from London was also stopped at Tikri, and their vehicle was also stoned. They were also manhandled by the company goons in full view of the police, and their passports were snatched away by the goons under instructions by police. The entire delegation under the leadership of Narayan Reddy, sitting MLA, refused to leave the police station without the passport being returned to the foreigners. Interestingly, the police then returned the passports, clearly showing the nexus between the police and the goons. Independent media talked to Dr. Elias over phone, and he was shocked at the behavior of the police. He said that he had gone there to express his solidarity with the Kasipur movement, apparently on behalf of Alcan.
Yes, he had been. Continue, please.
Yeah. So, the situation is now tense, Abhimanyu, and these people who have been sent back, the all-party delegation led by two MLAs, they are coming back with a determined mind to raise this issue in the Orissa Legislative Assembly and to make it a statewide movement. And please wait for my next dispatch. And if you have any questions, please ask me.
When do you think we'll be able to get news from the actual demonstration in Bajigola?
Oh, we got the telephoning message from an activist.
Yeah.
And they can't report in detail because all the telephone booths are under police surveillance. So hopefully we will get the written report latest by tonight midnight or tomorrow morning. And as soon as I get it, I will definitely send you an immediate email alert. Then I will request you to call me.
Okay, Sudhir, has there been any public statements made by UAIL officials regarding this issue?
UAIL officials?
Yes. Any officers who have
no.
made... No.
No, they were clearly with the police.
Okay. And also, could you explain the role... We've heard a lot about the role of the district collector in organizing pro-mining rallies.
Yeah, the district collector was the brain behind all that happened today. He camped in Kasipur and he personally supervised how to obstruct this team to visit the Bagrijola Martyrs Day program. And he was camping there to personally supervise the program. And the reporters in Raigada tell me that they have got threat calls from sources close to the collector who has clearly told them not to report anything against UAIL. And if they do so, either they will be punished badly or even they may have, threats to life. So the families of the reporters are also, in a very panicky situation.
I see. Sudhir, could you also...
It is said in Kasipur, we don't know how far it is true, but these reporters are saying that the collector has been given a bungalow in Delhi which cost 1 crore rupees, and they say ki when we cross-examine with others, they say ki if you do not trust us, you demand for a CBI inquiry, things will be clear.
I see. Could you explain briefly for the Canadian audience what the role of the district collector is supposed to be?
The district collector is supposed to be head of the district and he should be a balanced person. And the present collector is behaving just like a project manager of Utkal Alumina. Of course, with tremendous administrative and legal authority. to deal with people anyway he would like to deal with them. So the collector is completely misusing his authority. He has reduced the position of the collector to that of a mere paid employee of the company. And though there are allegations that he has been receiving good kickbacks, we have no sources to confirm that. But, in Raigada town, this is the talk. And the collector has put aside all development programs meant for the tribals and Dalits in the district. He is not at all giving an attention to any kind of developmental programs. He is working with the single-minded mission of establishing Utkal Alumina in Kasipur, and he has openly declared that in presence of the public. So his single mission is how to establish Utkal Alumina at any cost. And he seems to be getting the support of the Chief Minister of the state.
I see. So the Alcan is getting governmental and bureaucratic as well as police support to install its project in Kashipur.
See, the political leadership in Orissa is completely sold to the corporate sector.
I see.
It's not only happening with Utkal Alumina or Aditya Birla or Alcan. It is happening with any MNC or any Indian corporate house you name. There is a lot of kickbacks happening behind the screen, and all the ruling parties, including those who are in the opposition, not only the parties who are right now ruling, they are all benefiting out of it. So there is an undeclared consensus on dealing with these companies, and therefore the government is confidently dealing with the people and undemocratically handling situations, repressing people, apparently because there is a consensus and the opposition is also with them. It's only the left and progressive parties who are not supporting the ruling coalition. And the bureaucracy is one of the corrupt bureaucracy we have in the country.
We've heard rumors that there are possibly some Congress MLAs who might come out against the Utkal Alumina project, or at least raise the issue in the assembly. Could you give us an update on that?
Yeah, the Congress MLAs are also raising issues. Apparently, those who have differences with the present Congress leadership, that's also a divided house, they are raising more procedural issues. And the Congress is not at all with the people in Kasipur. Otherwise, their district leaders won't have joined the all-party initiative against the tribals of Kasipur. Their district leader is fully with the Utkal Alumina group, and they are also receiving kickbacks, and they are also fully supporting Utkal Alumina initiatives over there. So BJD, BJP, Congress, and part of BSP, they're fully with Utkal Alumina. And the rest progressive parties, I would name them like, CPI-ML parties, the radical left, like CPI-ML Liberation, CPI-ML New Democracy, CPI-ML Red Flag, CPI-ML, the socialist parties like Samajwadi Jan Parishad, the Gandhian parties like Sarvodaya, they are fully with the tribals. And they're also giving up a determined fight and solidarity.
Sudhir, what is the evidence that politicians have been receiving kickbacks from the company to support the project?
One thing is the company hasn't made it public how much they have spent so far. And to a question that was raised by Daryl D. Monte in Indian Express, where he had raised this issue that till by 1998, the company had spent almost 80 crores, and there is no account how that money has been utilized, though a single construction activity hadn't started at that time. And there is a saying that the company has so far spent more than 100 crores, and the company hasn't been able to show us the breakups. How did it spend so much money